Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to Great Minds Drink Alike.
Hi Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. We're sitting outside in the beautiful Levittown evening weather.
Right. At my book club today.
You did?
Yep.
Oh wait, first we have to pour the wine.
Well, literally, that's your job.
Okay.
Well, that looks like a pretty color.
It is a beautiful color. What color would you describe it as?
It's kind of like a light red, like a pink, like a light pink.
This is a light pink.
When it comes out of the bottle, but when it gets into the glass, it's darker.
That's true. It is, it definitely, you could see the sun.
Can't you see it?
Okay, so it was beautiful because the sun is right, the early evening sun was right on the wine bottle that it was pouring.
Because it looks like violet, doesn't it? Look
right
inside.
And when you're looking at the color of the wine going into glass with the sunlight coming in, it just was gorgeous.
I wasn't crazy.
And you're not. That was beautiful. And if I was a photographer, I would have taken, you know,
the picture.
That would have been a great marketing for this wine we're drinking, Côte de Bois. Cabernet Sauvignon 2018 from California.
Okay.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now let's taste.
Nice, smooth.
Very smooth.
Not too sweet, but very good.
You know, I've had this wine before and I don't remember it being this good.
What's the name?
Côte de Bois.
In here? Did you have it in my house?
No, I've had it at home. It's definitely a reasonably priced wine, so it's actually really hitting the spot.
Yes, it's very good, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's just great. I love nice wine on an early evening.
Why not? It's great.
Yes.
So we did this book, The Wife Upstairs.
Okay, so this was for your book club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what was it about?
Of course, everything's about a murder.
Yeah, every book that's good that ladies want to read is like so scandalous.
Right, yes. She was a dog walker and she made her way up to being in love with this fellow with a lot of money.
She made her way up to being in love with this fellow.
She was a dog walker and she wound up in a very, very highfalutin place and she was robbing from all the rich ladies who she had their
that's
dog.
Very smart.
She would take like one of their earrings that she said they weren't going to miss, or pieces of their jewelry. She was very successful at it.
Wow.
But her mind was to get this man to fall in love with her, who was very wealthy, had a beautiful home. And he did. He did.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, I don't know, what happened to his wife? I don't know. His wife, supposedly, that's what happened. He put her up in a panic room, and that's where she was. And then he left her there, and he was falling in love with this girl, Jane. Her name was Jane. She changed her name. She thought she killed her father, but she hadn't. She just watched him die. Put his pills down the sink. But he was very abusive to her, so. But he goes upstairs, and he starts falling in love with his wife again. And his wife had murdered her mother, murdered her girlfriend. Oh, it was crazy. But anyway, that's what happened.
Wow. Every time you describe a book that you've read, I feel like I've read it, but I don't think I have. I just think all these books are
getting to be alike, right?
I read this book the woman was like a kept woman, same sort of thing, like she was kept in the house, like she wasn't allowed to leave. And, you know, he was very, like, a crazy person, you know, like, abusive, like, controlling, like, she was, like, a captive, basically.
Right.
So every time I hear something about somebody, some wife being kept in a room, I think of that book. But I don't think I've read this book.
Well, this was, and then, like I say, then the two women talk about it, and she admits to this girlfriend that she killed her mother, she killed her friend, because her friend was, she was had a business, but a friend was giving her all the info on what to do. So it's really all her girlfriend's information, and she was making success out of it. So, but then she found out she killed her mother, so she says she's got to go. So she had a, she killed her. And the husband thought that the wife had done it, so he locks her up in the panic room.
But then later,
he lets her out. Actually, the girlfriend lets her out because she hears a thumping. She comes out. They're talking about it, and she admits everything to the girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And they put the boy, the husband, into the panic room. And he says, well, I know how to get out of the panic room because he was the builder of the
house. He made the panic room, yeah. Right. So he starts a fire.
Anyway, he gets out with her. They go off to the sunset. The girl, Jane, gets all the money. She goes to some place to live. And the girl gets away with murdering two people.
Marone.
I know. I said, that wasn't... But then I said, I didn't think that was a good idea. But then I said to myself, it's a book. It's not real.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, how do you like this case? What is it, Gabby?
Gabby Petito?
Yeah. Where the heck is he?
Well, where is he? He's probably in Mexico somewhere.
Don't we have anybody in Mexico who can get him?
Do you think in Mexico this is what they're worried about?
No, but I mean...
They have absolutely no... They can get their own criminals in Mexico. They're going to worry about our criminals. That is
well, I thought we had somebody of us, you know, United States... Who could get him from Mexico?
I mean, yeah, but Mexico, like, most of it is just a big desert. So
now he's in a swamp.
Right. Is he?
Well, supposedly. That's what the mother and father said.
The mother and father are covering for him, first of all. Right. They're not going to give accurate information.
So we got a million people in the swamps.
Right. Everything he has done is very, very smart. Because he's most likely guilty. But he hasn't implicated himself in any way yet.
No.
They're not even looking for him for the murder. They're looking for him for using a debit card he wasn't supposed to.
I thought he's a suspect.
He's a person of interest, but they are not...
They're not pursuing him for murder?
No, he's a person of interest. They haven't gotten him yet. He's not a suspect yet, so they're not... looking for him in that regard. It's that sort of thing how OJ was put in jail for not doing the murders.
Right.
They could never get him for doing the murder, so they got him for other things. So this is what they're doing with this guy. They're like, they can't implicate him yet because there's no evidence yet.
Oh, I think they have the evidence. All they do is need him.
There's some evidence, but there's not enough evidence. You can't just put somebody in jail. I mean, first he has to go to trial.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not a suspect yet. So they haven't got enough evidence for him to be a suspect yet. So they're trying to get him for these other charges, which is something that there's more evidence of, because there's literally evidence of him using debit cards. Like, there's footage and
$1,000 only, that's all.
Yeah, but they're...
And it was her card.
Right, they're doing this so that they can get him and find him. Not because they really care to put him in jail for $1,000, but they can.
So they must have evidence, and they're just not telling us, so this way... if he didn't do it, why didn't he come? Oh, well, they don't have enough evidence. Let me go.
Because he's exercising his...
right to run away.
No, if you're... You don't have to say anything. He hasn't been asked anything yet.
No, well, they can't bond him.
If he's asked something, he doesn't have to answer. He has the right to have an attorney.
Right.
So he's exercising every right he has. As he should. Any person who might be a person of interest in a case of any sort should not speak. Their attorney should speak for them.
Right. Yeah, right.
And they shouldn't say anything.
But he did ask for an attorney.
Especially if you're guilty, which he obviously is, but like...
But he did ask for... He does have an attorney.
Right, but he hasn't been... He's not being questioned yet because he's still... I don't even know, actually, if he's a person of interest. But if he's a suspect, then he will be, you know, he will be questioned and his attorney will speak for him.
Right. I know he has an attorney. That's all I know.
If he goes to trial, then he will speak. But...
It's crazy.
He does not have to yet. I don't know if all that was correct.
Well, we'll see.
I think I'm correct, though.
Yeah, you probably are. So how are you doing with your new career?
My career path to be paralegal is going splendidly. funded, hopefully. I had my first exam on Thursday.
Ooh, all right.
So we'll see. Who knows? So
you don't know what the result was yet.
So if I did really, really bad, maybe I'll just give up now. But if not, we'll just keep going.
How bad could you have done? You must have known something.
It was open book, so hopefully not too bad.
I'm sure you did fine. I'm sure you did. Don't give up so easily.
No, I'm just, I'm curious to see, how it's panning out.
Yes. I'm sure it's good.
In my mind, I thought I did well on the exam, but who knows?
I think you did well.
I could be totally off.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't think you did. I don't think you're totally off.
We'll see.
Yes. When will you find out?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Well, don't worry about it. I think you did good.
I mean, I assume it'll take a little while because, the professor has to grade,
40. Do you ever go into the school classroom? No.
No.
Just Zoom?
It's all through Zoom, and actually, the program was going to be either or. You could be on Zoom or in person. Mm-hmm. Now it's completely on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So, there's not even an option. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just be zooming away.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Okay, everyone else is zooming. Why not?
Yeah, everybody zooms.
So everybody's zooming, so that's good. But good. I don't give up so quick with it. Don't think that you did bad. I'm sure you did fine.
Hopefully.
I mean, you're going to the classes, so you have to. You're not a stupid person. You can absorb what they're saying to you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm stupid. It's just, it's a new thing. I've never done this before, I'm learning this information and knowledge for the first time.
Of course.
So it's been slightly challenging, not too challenging, but it's just a new thing.
Yeah, of course.
It's like when the Housewives of Salt Lake City premiered. I was like, what is this? Is this going to be good?
Right.
What's in Salt Lake City? I have no idea. What kind of people are in Salt Lake City? All I know is that there's weird Mormons there. Then, a few episodes in, I'm like, holy shit, this is the best show ever created. This is, rivaling Real Housewives of New Jersey, New York.
Right.
So, we just got to give it time. So now it's been a few weeks, so I think we're getting in the groove of things, Right. We're all almost on Salt Lake City track.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay. So you're going to be on track.
Yeah.
With Hofstra College and Zoom.
Hofstra University.
Hofstra University. Excuse moi.
The Hofstra University Law School. Okay.
What? Say it again.
It's the Hofstra University Law School.
Oh, good. All right.
Very prestigious, okay? Here on Long Island.
Oh, right. Maybe you're going to be the lawyer when you finish.
Well, I could be a lawyer if I want to.
Of course. More
school. Then I have to go to school for a million more years, but...
How many more million more years? It's only 2 years regular.
No, law school's 3 years. I
think it's 2 years.
No, it's three.
3 years?
Yeah.
I thought Kenny went for 2 years.
Well, no.
Okay. that's here nor there. We don't go... Let's just go right now to what we're doing.
Well, yeah, this would be, a lot of people in the program are going to want to go to law school. So they're doing this, and then we'll apply for next fall. Because if you haven't gone to, you didn't do pre-law or anything, or if you haven't, there's nothing on your resume that says anything about law, how are you going to get into law school? So,
all right. But this, when you finish this course, then that will be.
Yeah,
step towards it if you want.
If I want, yeah. But I think for now I'll just be a paralegal.
Just be now, be what you are. Finish.
Maybe down the line, you never know.
Exactly, you don't know for sure.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, once you figure this out, once you do this, and work at it for a while or whatever, well, work at it and continue. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Like I know, nobody knows what we're going to do tomorrow. Nobody knows what the future is going to be.
No, there's actually somebody in the program who, he looks like he's got to be 40 or 45. He's not young.
So he started doing this because he...
Yeah, he just finished his undergrad at Columbia, which is I guess he must be smart. So he was going to Columbia, in his 40s, now he's doing this, and then wants to go to law school. So, you know, it's inspirational. You can do whatever you want. You could go to law school right now, Grandma.
Okay.
You know, just get out there.
Yeah, no, I could.
Implicate people. You could do it. Anybody could do it. Anybody could do anything they want.
Mm-hmm. 45 is not too bad. I mean, is he married? You don't know.
No.
Oh, you don't know him personally. You just know about him.
No, I just see these people. Just said that in class today. He just was telling the professor. Because we have a new professor because we have, like, the classes. We have a new professor, like, every 2 weeks.
Well, you know, I was at the book club, like I said today, and Antoinette, she was 37 when she started to go to college to become a teacher.
Oh, that's amazing.
So.
Yeah, you can do it at any age.
So that's what she did. So that's whatever thought you about. I'm having enough trouble if I want to sell my house. It's my move. So
you definitely should. Oh my gosh, you know what I was thinking today?
What?
Paul, I wish I could buy your house because okay. I would make a pool.
Okay.
I know exactly what I would do. This would all be a big pool with a hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
This would be more of like a outdoor kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I would do like a fire pit. Or there'd also be a fire pit section that'd be separate. Here would be like, you know, an outdoor bar area with right. a fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the grill and counter space so, you know,
right.
you could leave out the food on the buffet area, the counter,
mm-hmm.
With the table. And then there'd be like a fire pit area over there. And then some grass area over here. Or maybe the fire pit area could be over here, like off the deck.
Yeah, whatever.
And then in the back, I would have like a grass area for working out.
Okay.
Like that would be like the workout section.
What about the house inside? You can't live outside all year long.
I didn't think much about the inside. probably make this an office, this den.
Mm-hmm.
And then the living room would just be a big open space.
Right.
Well, I mean, good. I definitely, you know.
Definitely good ideas.
That's all I got, though.
Okay.
But, no, I'm not rich yet, so.
Neither am I.
If you wait, like, 5 years, then I'll buy the house.
Oh, okay. 5 years. All right.
Then you probably give me a good deal, and then people would get mad.
Oh, nobody has to know anything. That's the secret of life.
She sold it to me for $1 million.
Well, we just said that on a podcast. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, we're in trouble now.
No, you should definitely sell the house now, and then you need to get a nice place. Wherever you go, has to have a pool.
Yes, but the pool is not going to do us good in the winter.
What if there's an indoor pool, Grandma?
There's no indoor pool.
Oh. You know, you could use, I know the winter sucks, but at least here in New York, there's at least like 5 months that you can have pool time. Like, I would use the pool from like May to October.
Oh, you know, it's close, where in the place in Sutton Landing, the pool closed this week.
All right, I would leave it, you know, if it's up to me, I would leave it
open. So it's
almost
September, the end of September, it's almost October.
Yeah, I would leave it open a little later, you know.
Well, we sometimes, have no choice.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, it's really hot in October.
Yeah, but they close it, I don't know why.
Losers.
In fact, they close it, and I don't understand why they close it there, because there's no lifeguard. I mean, in the public pools, at least there's lifeguards, so they close it because the kids have to go back to college.
Yeah, but the public, like, some public pools stay open till, like, the end of September.
Which one is that? The one in Connecticut is closed already. Ours is closed another time.
Echo Park.
Echo Park's indoors.
It's indoor, outdoor.
Yeah, well, the indoors is open, but I don't think the outdoor is open.
I think it is.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, I pass it all the time.
Really? I don't know then. I'm not sure then. I don't know.
I'll have to find out.
Yes. I'm going to have to get some more wine. I'm going to have to go to the wine store. I didn't know I was so low until I was looking at it today.
You need like a wine delivery service.
I have. I'm going to have to call Suzanne up and she's at a wedding now. And your mother's not home yet.
Well, you don't need it today. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait till tomorrow when nobody's home. Tomorrow they're not going to be home either. Maybe Monday.
Yeah.
Monday they'll be home. Somebody will be home.
Yeah, you can get them to help you on Monday.
I'm going to get some more of that other one. Story Point.
That was delicious.
Yeah, that's
one. Love that one.
And that'll be fun. So what do you think about a move?
For you? Mm. I think it's a great idea. I think, Grandma, you need a fresh start.
Yeah, I agree with you.
How exciting is a fresh start?
Yeah.
Mm. I love a fresh start. It just feels clean.
It'll be a regular new way of living.
And wherever you live will be beautifully updated.
Mm-hmm. But there's not too many places in Nassau that's... There's only one so far that we found.
All right, well, you'll find nice. Something. Hmm? I mean, you don't have to... I mean, there's Queens, there's Suffolk County.
I don't want to go to Suffolk County away from everybody. They can hardly come and see me now. Imagine if I was in Suffolk County.
Yeah, but Suffolk County's not that far.
I don't know. Okay, I wanted to stay in Nassau if I could.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. There's places. There's a lot of places in, like, Great Neck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, if there was, how come Mama didn't find them?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. How are you and Louie doing? Let's forget about me.
Me and Louie are good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any updates.
No updates with him? He still likes his job?
Yep, everything's good.
He likes the fact that you're going to be a paralegal?
I think he does.
Okay. Is he going to go further on whatever he's doing? What is he doing?
He's a mortgage loan officer. Okay. I think it's called a mortgage loan officer.
Yeah, isn't that what Connor's doing?
I don't know.
He's doing something with mortgages too.
I think he works like... I think he processes like mortgage loans, which is more like...
Is it
working with mortgages, but it's more like the office work.
Right.
Like Louis like talks to people on the phone and like convinces them to buy the mortgage with his company. Like he's a salesperson.
Why did I think he was in insurance with like the health insurance, like
AFRAC? So that was what he was doing before.
Oh, okay. So he changed.
So yeah, that was like this he's been doing for a year.
And this is better?
Yes.
More opportunity for improvement?
Yes.
Or promotions, I should say?
Yes, definitely better.
Good.
And, oh my God, Lily!
She's only barking. She's a dog. She's supposed to bark.
Yeah, so...
Don't stand in with Titan. He's twice as big as you.
Oh my God.
He's a big
Last dog. Night, I'm home all alone, and Lily is literally acting like a guard dog. I was like, trying to get her to sit on the couch. I'm like, we're going to watch TV now. Like, let's sit on the couch.
No way.
She gets up and she's just like on alert, walking the perimeter of the house. Like, she's freaking like 150 pound mastiff.
You think you're going to kill somebody with that little
Oh my God.
He's a big.
Like,
German
the whole shepherd. Time. It's because my parents aren't home. She's like,
oh, she's looking for them.
She thinks, like, she has to protect me.
Yeah, well.
She's so weird. You're not really going to help, Lily.
That's what a job is.
No offense. God.
Anyway, so did he go to college?
Louis?
Mm.
No. Mm. Well, he went to, like, Nassau.
Oh, 2 years or 1 year?
He didn't get a bachelor's. I don't know.
Oh.
2 years, I think?
I don't know. All right, well, that's all right. That's good. As long as he's doing something that can get promotions.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's doing this, and he has to take more education. Like, he has to get license and stuff for this, so it's...
Oh, all right, that's good.
He has to take
Let's go to school then for that. I mean, courses or something?
Yeah, he has to do more courses every year, so he's coming up on having to do more courses.
Good. Okay, that's good.
So, yeah, just study, you know?
But what's this about? Education can't hurt. Can only help you get more jobs. Well, better jobs, better paying jobs.
Definitely.
The more you learn.
The more you know.
The more you know, the more you learn, the more you make. That's good. Now, oh my God. Have you seen that Genevieve? She is adorable.
She is like so cute. First of all, she looks just like Brooke.
Right.
Like exactly like Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't even think she has a father. She only looks like Brooke.
Yes. But she has her mother's, her grandmother says, which that's Aunt Susie and her grandma. She says that she has a disposition of Ben, not Brookie.
How can you tell that of a baby?
Because she's calm. She makes no fuss at all. She just is so happy. She's relaxed. I mean, she's relaxed. She goes to bed at 11 or whatever. I don't know, 10, maybe 11. That's feeding. She gets up at 1, then she gets up at about 5, which is very good for a baby, 1 and 5.
That sounds horrible. You have to wake up twice?
Or 3 and 6. Yeah, well, to breastfeeding, yes.
How many times do babies usually get up?
Sometimes.
More than 2?
4. It's all Gordon. But
oh
she
my
nurses,
God.
She gets changed, and she goes right back to sleep. Because that means Brookie has to stay up for about an hour. Because by the time she finishes breastfeeding, then she has to change her diaper and, you know, fall back to sleep. But it's
wait, so when you have a baby and they wake up in the middle of the night, it takes an hour?
Takes Brookie about an hour because she has to, you know, how fast the baby eats. She can't gulp, and you have to burp them. Then you have to change their diaper.
Wait, so then they just poop right away?
They poop whenever they want to.
What? Okay, so like if you wake up in the middle of the night, your baby's crying.
Right.
You feed them.
Right.
You burp them.
You might.
And then do you wait till they poop so that?
No, after they eat, probably she will, and then by the time that she. She falls back to sleep.
But would you wait? Like, say they don't poop right away.
Then you put them to sleep. And when they do, they'll wake up or you'll take the next...
But it's probably best to wait until they poop.
Well, by the time you
get everything done.
By the time you finish what you have to do and change the baby's diaper and, you know, cuddle and burp her and blah, it's about an hour.
That is...
I mean, I don't know. You could probably
An hour? So they wake up 4 times in the middle of the night. That means that's
yeah,
like
you're
4 you don't sleep.
Not much. Usually they go to sleep about 8 o'clock. This one goes to sleep probably later. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know what time she goes to sleep really. But they get out of it. You know, when Brookie first came home, she told everybody, "I'm not going through this again. I'm not having another baby." Blah 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 blah. So I talked to her the other day. She said, "You know, it wasn't so bad. I'm going to go back." I said, "You were just complaining about 2 weeks ago before the baby was born. How horrible it was." "No, yeah, I know. When I first came home, but now I'm over it."
I feel like everybody says that, though.
Yes, I know. Well, it's true. It's true.
There must be, like, some drugs. They must give you some drugs in the hospital that's, like, makes you forget after, like, a few weeks or months about how horrible birth was. Because, like, I feel like
everybody's
it's so
doing it.
Terrible. And, like, women just keep doing it.
Right.
Like, some women only have one, but, like, some, they just keep doing
it. I know
it's
not. I don't know if it's when you're... You have one because you've had the baby, or one because raising the baby is too much for you.
Or sometimes we have one, and then they can't have another one.
Right,
and
there's
so
lots of reasons.
Like,
for lots
there's
of
lots
things.
Of reasons, but it's like
it's lots of reasons. But you know what? Women keep going back for it, so you know.
That's a lot. I feel like 2 kids is good.
Yeah.
I feel like how many times can you be pregnant?
I don't know. I was pregnant 4 times.
But you started very young,
yes,
Grandma.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't imagine, like,
no.
Being, like, pregnant 4 times and, like, I don't know when I'm going to have a baby, and not at least for a few years. So, like, being pregnant 4 times in your
30s, fine.
That's a lot of times. And then, like, then your 30s are just gone.
Yeah,
and like 30s are supposed to be cool, okay? You're supposed to like, you know, be rich by then and like live your life.
Yeah, well,
I feel like I don't want to spend a whole decade being pregnant.
Mm-hmm. 2 is fine. I don't like
2
1.
2 is good. Well, no,
but
because you want to have, they
a
should
sibling.
Have, you want them to have a sibling. You
right.
don't want to not have your child
well,
not have a sibling.
How old was mom when she had when she had Christopher? I can't remember.
33.
So that's not too bad. But she started quick earlier.
Well,
she was
yeah.
in her 20s when she got married. That's all cool when you get married.
Willie.
You know, that's what it entails.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that, I don't know.
Who knows? You know what?
I mean, I'm just like, you know, I need to be financially sound.
Well, you will be. First of all, you're not engaged yet. You get engaged. That's one thing. I wouldn't wait till, I would wait 1 year before I even got, I would wait no longer than a year to get married after I got engaged. Because other than that, it's too complicated.
Well, you see, the thing is, nowadays, like, I agree with you. I would, ideally, this is what I would want to happen. Get engaged in the summer. Then the next summer, I really want to get married in September. So, you know, get engaged in, like, the summer. Next year, yeah. So September, get married. Yeah. And then I would like to be married for, like, at least a year. And then try to get pregnant. Who knows how long it takes? Because it could take forever. A while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It could take 2 minutes. It could take a while.
Well, exactly. So that's the crazy thing. Because you have to be like, so like if you, when you go to try to get pregnant, you have to be like okay with it happening
right
then,
right,
or like prepared mentally to, for it to happen anytime.
Exactly.
So it's like, that's just crazy. I don't know. I'm, that's a crazy thing for like, I feel like I'd be really anxious because you just don't know.
No, you don't know what's going to happen. But I mean, like I said,
I don't know.
Like the thing,
sounds out here.
I say it would be about, If I were to get engaged, whenever I would get engaged, I would want to not have much longer than a year engagement, because then everything gets too complicated. Everybody has too much to say. This way, you know what you want, you do what you want. Like, if you get engaged in the summer and in September, that's almost like 12, it's about 14 months. That's fine.
Yeah. You know, the thing is,
people who get engaged for 2 years have, it's so much.
So it just depends on like availability of venues. No. Right now, the wedding industry is messed up because everybody who wants to get married in 2020, yeah, you know, who couldn't, pushed it back like to this year. And then it's like people got engaged in 2020 and this year, and like they're trying to get engaged, like get married like next year, and like it's just crazy. Like I have so many weddings in 2022.
Right now?
It's outrageous.
2022?
Yeah, and
you
then
know how
some
many
of...
Carrie has? Eight. Eight.
So do I.
I know. That's because all you, everybody couldn't get married, and now everybody's at that age.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to get married. They wanted to get married 2 years ago. They couldn't, so now they're all pushing to get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. It's outrageous. So it's just gonna be, yeah, anyway, yeah, it's just a lot. It's just a lot of weddings in 1 year.
And then all those and they're all gonna start
hopefully by the time I get married, no, everybody will be done with weddings and they won't even come to mine, and I won't even have to pay for their plate.
They'll come.
Maybe they won't. Louis will be so sick of weddings, he won't even come. Louis, I'll sit this one out.
Yeah, can you do it yourself? A do-yourself trip?
I think this is one wedding where I don't have to go because I can't offend the bride and groom.
That's so funny. Well, Louis says she's not going to get married until she's 30.
Well, I mean, I probably won't get married till at least till I'm 30. Yeah. 27.
I know. What do you do?
I actually always said I wanted to get married when I'm 30.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to get married when I'm in my 20s.
Okay.
Because that's just too much.
Hey, whatever. Listen, Shannon is 32. She's been married and she's one child, 2 years old. It's okay.
What? That's great. I mean, she got married so young.
I suppose she's married,
she's
married for 4 years.
She got married when she was like 26.
I think she's married about 4 years. She's married 4 years and she's 32 yesterday. So she got married at 27. 27, 28, 29, 30. No, wait a minute.
28, she got married. I think. She's married 4 years, I think. Kyle's married, gonna be married 2 years, and he's 29, so he got married 27.
Yeah, everybody in our family gets married young. That's young. Especially for a guy. That's young.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, how long you know Louis? 3 years? 2 years?
3 years.
3 years. So, how old were you when you first met him? 24?
24.
So, Kyle met Carrie in last year of college.
So they were together like 5 years.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so it's all good. Whenever anyone wants to get married, whatever.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's happy. And, you know, let's face it. There's so many of us, not us, but a lot of people, they all live together anyway. So it's like, okay, you know, you're doing it anyway, so.
Well, that, yeah, it's not like what it used
to be. It's no rush to get married because you used to get married and because you weren't able to live with anybody unless you were married. You weren't able to leave your parents' home. Now it's different.
Yeah, no. Yes, that's true. So it could be whenever you want it to be.
Exactly.
I mean, it's actually good because people aren't getting married because, like, they have to.
Right,
so
exactly.
I bet it has. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
The people feel differently about marriage.
Yeah, that's it. But has he changed his mind about marriage?
Who?
Louis.
What do you mean? He's not against marriage.
Oh, I thought he was.
No. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think I feel like if he was against marriage, like, it's not like I ask him, like, so do you want to get married one day? We just, like, openly discuss we talk more, like, about what our wedding would be like. So, to me, that's, like, oh, like, you know, there's a thought. Yeah. Like, we recently talked about how many people would be at our wedding. And, like, the list was really long.
Oh, we gotta cut it down.
It's, like, 200 people.
It's a lot of people.
Well, we each added up our family, and we each have... He has more than me. I counted our family, and it was like 50 people.
50? Okay.
Well, but my family too, my other family.
Who's your other family?
My dad's side of the family. Oh. You know, I have a father.
I thought you had somebody else.
Oh my God. You're not my only side.
No, I know, but I thought we included. That's right.
So I counted all my family, and I gave people, you know, I included plus ones for people, because I don't know. Like, I figure everybody probably have...
Yeah, old enough to have a plus one.
Right, so, like, everybody's husband and stuff. So, it was, like, 50 people. And he counted his family, and is just... was not being very smart about it, and didn't count anybody's plus ones, that it was 50 people. Like, he didn't count people's husbands who they've had for years. I'm like, you know,
you gotta stay home.
You know the husbands and wives have to come.
Right.
Like, never mind the fact of the people who, like, will
leave
have in, like, well, however many years will have boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives. Right. They all are gonna come too. Right. So his family's gonna be like 100 people. My family's 50 people.
And then you got your friends.
I have like 15 friends plus their boyfriends.
What's happening to this wedding in January? Did he figure it out yet?
No.
He didn't get an invitation yet?
No, he hasn't.
He just got to save the date.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah, right into us, people. If you get invited to, you get a save the date for a wedding, and you don't, there's doesn't indicate a plus one, will you possibly have a plus one on the invitation,
to the
or
wedding?
Is it just you absolutely don't have a plus one, or is it just assumed? Like, I don't know. It's so weird.
It's very weird. I don't know.
Right?
It's very difficult.
I don't know. I feel like when I get married, I would give everybody, like, not. I wouldn't give people like a random plus one. But if you have a significant other,
right,
I would say you could bring them, because everybody I want to invite to my wedding, I'm going to know.
Yeah, right.
At least on my side, like my friends, like even like my friend, if my friend was single, I would say like you could bring somebody, because who knows who they'd be dating. And like if I have one friend who's single and like my other friends are all married, which like basically they probably will be by the time I'm getting married.
Right.
Ooh, no. Like I wouldn't want like one person to be there single. Anyway, whatever. I think it's
whatever. You figure it out when you're figuring out.
Hopefully I'm invited. Because I really want to go on vacation to Florida.
Oh, well, you can go in when Khan gets married.
Yeah, well.
You can go in a lot of time if you're not working or he's not working or whatever.
Well, funny thing is that, so Louis, the weekend before is Memorial Day weekend. And
maybe
Louis,
January, April, May, yeah.
Louis' family is having a family reunion in Disney World on Memorial Day weekend.
So then you can go there and stay the whole week.
Yes, that's what was my idea. I don't know if we'll do it, but we could go to Disney World.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you, Kyle.
Drive there.
No, wait. This Kyle is going to have a 30th birthday in April. He wants everyone to go to Disneyland.
Who's everybody?
You, me.
He wants us all to go to Disney World?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to have passes or what. I don't know.
He wants to have his 30th birthday in Disney World?
Yep. He said, I said, who are you inviting? He said, well, you're coming. I said, yeah. I said, what about your cousin? Oh, yeah. I said, oh, okay. Now, whether that'll come to be, whatever,
right.
I don't know, but that's what he's saying.
Okay.
So, and his birthday's April. How many people can go fly to Florida every second?
I mean, that's a trip.
It's a trip.
It's definitely a trip. Not to say anything about it, but. Right, Lily? That's a trip. I don't know if everybody
they
on the.
Having parties,
yeah,
like
anybody
that.
Listening can hear the music. They're always having a party back
always,
here.
Always.
You should call the cops on them. I'm just kidding. Don't ruin the party.
They're having parties and they're at barbecues and you can smell the food such to cook.
That's good. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, they have a good time. I mean, they're very loud, but by 12 o'clock, no, I mean, they're having fun.
But it's
but
early.
By 12 o'clock, it ends.
But yeah, I mean, it's only 6, so.
No, but
I,
I'm saying by 12 o'clock, it ends.
That's good.
So even though they're loud and they laugh, oh my God, they have such a good time. They laugh, a hearty laugh most of them.
That's great. You know, that makes me happy.
They have music.
They should be having a
so
good time.
It's really good. And you think, oh my God, it's going to start all night, but then it stops.
Responsible partiers. The type of neighbors you need.
Yeah, they're good. I want to join them. You didn't invite me.
Should we crash?
Make a little gate so
no,
that I can go right
we
in.
We have a miniature bottle of wine. That's all we have.
That's all we got. Unless you want the semi-sweet.
I think
they'll
like it. Wow, this is lovely, Graham. I never realized you could see the sun setting from your deck.
I'm telling
this
you.
Is a lap of luxury in the Levittown, New York.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Very nice.
Amazing.
But like the kids, like my children, we don't enjoy the backyard as much as we used to.
This is a lovely backyard.
Because everybody's so busy.
I wish you had an in-ground pool.
No, I don't think it's going to come.
Next summer in your new place, I'll visit you all the time.
It has what did they say when I talked to him, and which I don't even know if it's really, I don't know how true, if they hold true, you and two people can go in at the pool at the same time. You know, I have a card and then people get two guest cards. So two people can come in with you, whatever. So
you only get two guest cards?
That's what they're saying, but I don't believe that that's...
true.
I don't know if that's going to hold true. I don't know how they hold that true. But they did say there's 55 people allowed in the pool at one time. Is that a lot?
55?
People.
I don't know. I don't really. Is it a big pool? Is it a small pool?
It looks pretty big to me. Looks pretty big to me.
I don't know. I feel like, why are they trying to limit you to three people, bringing two people?
I don't even know how to that. I don't know how, like.
They just don't want parties.
No, they have a big backyard. Big back of the pool is a big barbecue pit and couches and what do you call that thing? The fire pit.
Yeah. So. That's lovely. Well, can't wait.
See what happens.
Let's see. Are we coming up on the end here? Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about before we end here?
I don't know. How do you like the Connecticut home?
Love it.
Oh, we went to, did mommy tell you? We went to a winery.
Oh.
It was absolutely beautiful. You would have loved it.
It was beautiful.
You sat down, you know, it was a little hilly, but they had the mountains in the background.
What was it called?
With an H.
Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about.
Houston?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Beautiful little gift shop in the front. Plenty of beer for the beer drinkers. Wine. We saw a bride there with her friends who were going to go to was a bachelorette party. With an H.
I'm looking it up.
Where was an H? If you say the
Hawk
name,
Ridge? Hawk Ridge?
No Hawk. It had a hotel in the front, a restaurant, and then you went in the back for the winery. Why did your mother didn't tell you?
No, she
did.
She
would have loved it.
Oh my god, it's not coming up. I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it's Houston, Houston.
Okay, we'll circle back next podcast. Well, that's lovely. Yeah, I love a winery. We're supposed to go to a winery next weekend for my friend Jacqueline's birthday.
But this wine was good that we had.
Oh.
At this winery.
No, yeah, we're supposed to go to the winery, the Long Island wineries next weekend. But now instead, for my friend's birthday, we're going to an Oktoberfest in the city.
Oh, they have Oktoberfest too out east, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, but we're going to the city. Because they live in the city, so.
Where do you have that?
In the city?
Yeah. In
on Water Street Market. Oh. Like downtown by the seaport.
Oh, yeah.
There's
this
that area down there. Like,
it's nice.
I think it's called Water Street Market, but it's like they always have like seasonal outdoor stuff.
There's no Costco running there.
Right.
So. That'll be nice. Who's going?
It's my friends and.
The girls, not the boys.
No, and the boys.
Oh, the boys are going too?
Yeah. So we're getting a cabana, a waterfront cabana.
I don't know what that is.
The waterfront cabana on the Hudson River. Yes. Or East River. I don't know. One of the rivers. I think it's the Hudson.
Isn't it just the East River? Is it the Hudson River?
No, I think it's
thought that's in Jersey. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
What river has the Statue of Liberty in it?
The East River, I think.
Is it the East River?
I think so.
The one... What river do you cross to get to Staten Island? Because I think you can see Staten Island.
I don't know. I know Jersey, but I don't know Staten Island.
Okay, it's one of the river. Whatever. It's downtown.
Jersey.
It's downtown. I'm going downtown, Grandma.
Okay. Downtown, where all the lights are down, downtown.
Okay, on that note, we gotta go. I'll circle back on what. Was it Harmony Vineyard? Was it Hancock?
Was it Hancock?
I feel like it was Hancock, but that sounds too like.
Nope. Was not either.
I feel like it wasn't him.
H-O something.
Okay, well. Hopkins!
Hopkins! That
was
it.
Hopkins Vineyard!
Yes, I told you it was
yes!
I knew it. I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it.
It's very good.
I shared a white bottle of white wine with your mother, believe it or not.
Oh my God, you guys must have been lit. Not really. All right, well, we'll be back next week sometime.
Okay.
And that's all.
All right. Happy trails.
Have a great week, everybody. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.